With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Russia blasting Ukraine with a huge barrage of missiles and drones, killing as many as 30 civilians. Here's correspondent Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed that Russia launched about 110 missiles overnight throughout Ukraine. Many of the drones were shot down by Ukraine's defense systems. In Boyarka, a suburb around 12 miles southwest of Kyiv, firefighters tackled a fire caused by one downed drone. In Odessa, footage filmed by the State Emergency Service of Ukraine showed emergency workers helping residents leave a residential building in the port city. On social media platform X, formerly Twitter, Zelensky wrote, "Today Russia used nearly every type of weapon in its arsenal." I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, high surf warning still in place for much of the California coastline. Huge waves forming from a storm in the Pacific.
While authorities have closed the beaches in Ventura County, crews are building giant sand berms in the Pierpont section, where a huge wave injured several people Thursday. In Santa Cruz County, that rough surf sent water rushing into the Venus Spirits Beachside Restaurant. County officials are telling residents there to be ready to evacuate if needed. The powerful surf, also hitting Hawaii, is being whipped up by the stormy Pacific Ocean. Waves could be as high as 30 feet this weekend in Northern California. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And reports during the day say that as many as 8 people hospitalized after being virtually crushed and pushed around by one very large wave. And forecasters say it could be even worse later Saturday. This is SRN News. A Christian school was the scene of another mass shooting in 2023. SRN's Michael Harrington looks back.
The U.S. was racked by deadly gunplay this year, and in March, the violence touched Covenant School in Nashville. A transgender former student, a woman living as a man, entered the building and opened fire, killing 6 people, 3 of whom were children. Police arrived and shot the woman dead shortly thereafter. Covenant School is affiliated with the Presbyterian Church of America. Classes have not been held in the building since the tragedy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nigeria didn't make it to the end of the year without another mass killing of Christians. More than 100 believers were murdered on Christmas Eve in Plateau State, where Muslim terrorists have operated for years. The attacks on Christian villages took place in the middle of the night. This is SRN News. Now, there's been a huge recall for a certain type of blender. Here's correspondent Shelley Adler.
Federal officials say BlendJet is recalling about 4.8 million of its portable blenders over laceration and fire hazards. That's after receiving dozens of reports of injuries. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, BlendJet 2 portable blenders can overheat or catch fire, and their blades can break off while they're being used. Regulators are urging consumers to stop using the blenders immediately and contact BlendJet for a free base unit replacement. I'm Shelley Adler.
On Wall Street Friday, the final day of trading for the year anyway, Friday stocks took a little tumble. The Dow fell 20 points. S&P 500 slipped 13. More details at srnnews.com.